The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you. It is July 25th. That's a Thursday, and it is early because we have not yet started, but the new tournament on the calendar this week is a brand new event at an old venue and an older tournament, and I'll explain exactly what I'm talking about. It's in Memphis, Tennessee. That gives you a little bit of a hint. The FedEx St. Jude Invitational is now a World Golf Championship, so it's moved up a number of pegs on the ladder. Not quite a major, but certainly more than just another stop on the PGA Tour. And it's being played once again at the TPC Southwind in Memphis, Tennessee. And we've got a lot to talk about. Not only the elite players are going to be playing there. We have split fields, if you will, again this week because we also have the Barracuda Championship because not everybody qualifies for World Golf Championship events. And so the guys that aren't playing in Memphis will be playing out in Reno, Nevada. So we've got two tournaments again this week. And as... well, not always, but almost always, Frank Bassett, our man on the road, finds himself right there in the heart of things at the FedEx St. Jude Invitational as he comes to us live today from the Peabody Memphis Hotel in downtown Memphis. Frank, how is everything in your old stomping grounds, Memphis, Tennessee?
I'm home. I'm back home. I absolutely love it, Tim.
You and Dorothy, back in Kansas.
Oh, I've clicked my heels and my red pumps. Well, scratched them, yep. Darn it. This is great. We're here in the mezzanine level, overlooking the lobby and the famous fountain in the middle of the historic Peabody Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee. This is a storied place. I grew up, of course, just across the river in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And a lot of my high school proms were held here. My fraternity parties were held here. Spent graduation night when I graduated from high school in this hotel. So it's a storied hotel, to say the least. You know, story, haha, tongue in cheek. But it's beautiful,
yeah.
And we're so happy for them to have invited us and host us here. So it's really cool. But I got to tell you, Tim, I got in a couple of days ago and met with Kelly Brock. She's fabulous, head of marketing communications here. Got everything set up, ready for the show to start. So went to the tournament, went out to Southwind, TPC Southwind, where they're holding the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational this week, starting today at 11 o'clock, I believe. And so yesterday I had some downtime. So I ran across the river back over to West Memphis, Arkansas. And on the far side of West Memphis, which isn't far, like 3 miles across, is Meadowbrook Country Club. That's the country club that I grew up in and learned to play golf at and spent, you know, my second grade all the way
yeah,
through high school. And Joe Beretti, who runs it over there, they've redone the course, they've remodeled the clubhouse, the pool's beautiful, and that's where I first learned to high dive when one of my buddies threw me off the high dive in that swimming pool. But I went out and played, and I gotta tell you, the course is in great shape. I had one of the best rounds I've had, and I was choked up the whole time I was out there playing because I'm just thinking about my dad and all the years that my father and I played golf over there. And it was really neat. So to Joe Beretti and those guys, big shout out, big thank you for having me over there and allowing me to play. And for the people of Memphis in this area, if you're a downtown Memphis resident, as much of us are these days, it's gotten very, you know, urban renewal type thing, you're downtown living.
Yeah.
It's 12 minutes across the river, the Mississippi, 12 minutes to Meadowbrook Country Club. And you can go over and join, as a resident of Memphis, go over and join Meadowbrook Country Club, and it's closer than going out to Germantown to go out to TPC Southwind. And the course is challenging, yet very forgiving, and a great golf course and great people. So Joe Beretti and the whole team over there at Meadowbrook Country Club, thank you so very, very heartfelt.
Did you see any old friends? Anybody that you made
acquaintances
with?
Okay, so I hit a shot, stuck it in there pretty good. And these two ladies were playing on a green by me. And somebody went, wow. And I rolled up and looked at her, and she looked at me. And she said, Frank? And I went, Betty, and it was old Betty Bollinger, a girl that I knew very well in high school. We went to high school together, and we're in the same graduating class at West Memphis High School.
Had you seen her since then?
No, I hadn't. I hadn't seen her since 72.
Since high school.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You recognized each other.
It was great. She looked, you know, we all think we still look like we did in high school. But she looked great, and it was just
good.
Very touching. I'll be honest, not to schmaltz it up too much here, but it was really, really cool. And as a sidebar, since I couldn't have Gross Gene over here, he couldn't make it, good friend Jerry Brown, JB from our Club Court property, Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club in Nashville, Tennessee, or Hendersonville, I should say, is with me helping me out this week. So if you hear anything go wrong with this equipment, it's JB's fault. It's all JB's fault.
Yeah. That's good to get that out of the way right away.
Yeah, absolutely. Just throw JB under the bus right here.
Cover your butt. Yeah, right there.
Absolutely, man. Got to do that.
Start things off with that. Well, good. Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you had a good time. Kind of a little old school reminiscing for you at the old course.
But
I'm glad you played well, too.
Oh, yeah, I played great. Cool. But it's historic to be sitting here on this mezzanine overlooking the bar and the fountain where the Ducks, and we'll talk about that later in the show with the general manager, Doug Brown. But a lot of memories here for me. So it is.
How old is that hotel? Been around 100-something years?
Not 100 years, but we'll let Doug tell us all about that when he comes on.
Okay.
But it's been around a long, long time.
And, very cool.
So
we mentioned
150 years old. It's 150 years old. I don't have my notes in front of me. Sorry, I was waiting for the next segment to go there, but 150 years old.
Wow.
And it doesn't look it. It looks as new as it was, as the day it was built. It's beautiful. But it's restored to its original grandeur. It really is.
Sure.
The Peabody Memphis is, for the entire Mid-South, if you're coming to Memphis, Tennessee, and you don't stay here, you're really missing out on an historic and just engaging opportunity.
It's kind of like you've been to some historic places, hotels last, because you were in French Lick.
West Baden Springs Hotel. Yeah,
that's like 100-something years old too, and they restored all that there in French Lick. So yeah, you've been to some pretty cool old hotels.
Yeah, in the last few weeks. It's history. You know how much I love history, and it's memories. There you go. So
it's
going to be a fun week. It's going to be a great golf tournament. And of course, we're downtown. Southwind is in Germantown, Tennessee, which is only like 25 to 30 minutes away from here. So. And downtown Beale Street, by the way, took JB on Beale Street last night, and he looked like a kid in a candy store. He was in awe looking at all the stuff. Also attended a St. Jude Children's Research Hospital function at Itabena, which is a pretty cool restaurant above B.B. King's, and we'll talk more about that. We'll probably have someone from St. Jude on tomorrow, so that's all good.
Well, we mentioned that, you know, certainly the St. Jude tournament has been around for a number of years there in Memphis, but last year got elevated for this year being the first year to a WGC event, and there's only a few of those all over the world now, and they're invitationals, and it's the top players. So you look at the players you mentioned, that they go off a little bit after 11 o'clock Central Time today, so that's a little bit ahead of us right now as we're doing our podcast. But it's all the top guys, and a lot of them that you just saw at the Open Championship, from Tommy Fleetwood and Bubba Watson, and Sneds is, of course, going to be there, and Gary Woodland and John Rahm and
Spieth
and Dustin Johnson.
Big field.
Yeah, they're all playing there. So
ran into Spieth, by the way, on the putting green 2 days ago, Tim. He said hello, and there's some funny comments, and ran into Xander Schauffele, too, and we had some interesting comments with him.
His equipment, was he?
Man, that just, I don't even want to go there with that. That's crazy silly. If you're going to test one, test them all, okay? You just test them all.
Yeah.
So that's nuts, but he's a fine young man, and I told him we're behind him and love him to death, and great player, just super young man. Anyway, so there are three really players, I think, that we need to look at this week. Number one, Koepka. He's world number one, coming off kind of a poor putting week, but tied for fourth at Royal Port Rush. That was enough to put him in pole position for the FedEx Cup.
Couldn't make anything.
No putts. But he's 37 points ahead of Matt Kuchar now. So he's the number one slot for the FedEx Cup. And then, of course, Justin Thomas, you can't leave him out, hadn't won this season because of the wrist injury earlier in the year. But he seems to be getting closer. I mean, T11 at the Open Championship. And then the third guy, kind of in my trifecta here of guys to watch is DJ, Dustin Johnson. Won twice at TPC Southwind. He put it in the cup last year from the fairway on 18, jarred it for an eagle, and that was, you know, unbelievable. He's won twice, as said. Six all-time WGC victories, second only to, who's that guy? What's that guy's name? Tiger. Yeah, Woods.
Woods guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, but, matter of fact, DJ is playing with JT. So Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas are both in the threesome with Paul Casey going off in a couple of hours from now. So, I mean, every threesome that you look at is filled with really, really good golfers. You'd mentioned that Brooks Koepka's got to keep an eye on. Well, he's playing with Rory and Jason Day, so there's a star-spangled threesome if people want to keep an eye on those guys. Jordan Spieth's playing with Cooch and Justin Rose, and it goes on and on and on. So really, really good field there, but a limited field. That's why they're teeing off
no
a
cut.
Lot later than they normally would.
No cut. So they tee off at 11 today, which will be great. Yeah. It gives me time to do
lunch,
the show here
get out there and,
at the Peabody and then go back. And then we'll be back at the Peabody tonight to see, and we'll talk more about it, but there, I'll just leave it at this. The Ducks.
Okay.
The Ducks. And our listeners can, we'll fill them all.
Is that a metaphor or are we talking literal
No, we're
ducks.
Talking real ducks.
Okay.
Mallards.
Something about
beautiful ducks.
Something about ducks in the Peabody. Okay.
Ducks in the Peabody. But
the
Peabody has
seat.
Another thing going. The Skyway Room here is very, very historic. From big bands back in the big band era, performing there, to parties, to the rooftop bar. Thursday night in Memphis, Tennessee at the Peabody Hotel. If you're coming to Memphis for a weekend, make sure you come on Thursday because they have a fabulous party on the rooftop bar at the Peabody Hotel. And it's pretty doggone cool. They have a band, a big DJ, but they usually have like an 8, 10, 12-piece horn band. So they're playing Memphis soul music, buddy, and it doesn't get any better than music out of Memphis, Tennessee. They say Nashville is Music City, and I beg to differ because I grew up over here, and let's see, I don't know, Al Green, Isaac Hayes, Booker T and the MGs, Steve Cropper, the Memphis Horns, and on and on and on. Shaft, you know, remember the movie Shaft?
Isaac Hayes.
It was recorded here. Sure. It was the Memphis Symphony that recorded that whole thing.
How about Elvis? Is there an Elvis connection?
I didn't want to mention him. He's kind of a lesser-known guy, but yeah.
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 How about, did he ever perform at the Peabody? We don't know. We'll find out maybe.
Know, I don't know if Elvis ever, I know he came to the Peabody a lot, but I don't know if he ever performed here. He didn't, I'm being told that he did not perform here.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, but he did come to the Peabody a lot. In fact, he bought a lot of his clothes from a place here in the Peabody.
Is that right?
I'm sorry. What, Kelly? Elvis's senior prom was here. He graduated from Humes High School, I believe, in Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah. They nicknamed it Fumes back in those days. I can say that because I'm from here, but my mother went there, okay, so leave it at that.
Wow.
So anyway, well, let's get us out of here so we can get Elvis. Some real talent on this show. What do you think?
Okay. We'll take a break. Again, Frank coming to us from the lobby of the Peabody Memphis Hotel in downtown Memphis, Tennessee, and he, of course, is there for the FedEx St. Jude Invitational, the World Golf Championship, which will be teeing off here momentarily. No cut. Top players in the world are all there all the way Thursday through Sunday, and we're going to talk a lot about that and a lot more about Memphis and what's going on, not only at the Peabody, but the city of Memphis, the whole area around there. We've got a lot to talk about. Very historic show for you right here. And you're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio, and Frank and I will be back to talk a little bit more about it right after this. Stay with us. Welcome back to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Tim Matthews with you in the Dallas studios. And, of course, Frank Bassett rejoins us. He's at the historic site, the Peabody Memphis Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee, the site of the World Golf Championship this week, the FedEx St. Jude Invitational being played at the TPC Southwind in Memphis. And those guys that are playing in this, again, it's an invitational. It's a limited field. There's no cut. Everybody gets a check. It's a great week for everybody there in Memphis. And they'll get started here in a little bit of time as we're talking about it. So there's no leaderboard to go over, but a very, very strong field being played there. And as we mentioned, we've got a few different guests that are going to be joining us. Frank's got one sitting with him right now. A little bit later, we have Kevin Kane with Memphis Tourism joining us as well to tell us a little bit more about what's going on in the city and people that are thinking about visiting Memphis, and maybe you've been there before, maybe you haven't, all of the things you can do and expect to do while you're in the great city of Memphis. That's coming up in just a little bit. But in the meantime, Frank, you've got somebody sitting next to you who I'm guessing is going to be influential in putting a mint on your pillow later tonight.
No, not a mint. Let me tell you. At the Peabody Memphis, they lay the robe on the bed for you. They turn the bed down. They pull the shades. They put chocolates, not those little chocolate mints, real handmade chocolates in a pretty box with a ribbon on it. They do it right here. The towels, I can't wait. These towels are great. I already put two in my suitcase.
I was going to say, I'll be seeing a couple of them in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
The damn robe's fabulous, too, by the way. It's really warm. So, the Peabody is the best. I mean, like I said, I've been coming here all my life, and it's a very special place to me, and it's special to be here sitting with the president of Peabody Hotels and Resorts, Mr. Doug Brown. How are you, buddy?
Frank, I got to ask this question real quick, but how did Tim get the short end of the straw that he had to stay home and you got to come here?
Well, because JB had to come help me because one of the other guys didn't. Tim couldn't come, and JB and I play golf together too. So he's Tim, you're just, you're persona non grata in Memphis. Have you been to Memphis, Tim?
Yes, I have. It's been a few years.
Well, you need to come back. You need to come back.
Come to the Peabody, brother.
Love to.
Yeah, we'll take care of you.
Yeah, this place is fabulous. Doug, thank you so much for taking time.
It's a pleasure.
I know you're busy. Now, you're going to be out at the tournament some.
I'm headed out there right after this.
Oh, there you go.
You're the only thing between me and the tournament.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Doug's on his way to the tournament now. Anyway, so tell us a little bit about your experiences here at the Peabody, some of the crazy things that have happened and crazy things in your life that have happened because of your relationship.
Well, I've been here 17 years, and if you have time, I'll tell you a quick funny story. I'd only been here about 2 weeks. And I get a call, and they said, President Jimmy Carter is about to arrive at the hotel. This was 17 years ago. He's ex-president, obviously. And I run up to the front drive. It's about probably 4:30 in the afternoon. And the first thing the president says is, Doug, when's the duck march? And I said, Mr. President, it's at 5 o'clock sharp. And so he turns to his handler and says, can we be down here? The Secret Service said, yes, sir. And so we save him a spot right next to the duck march. And so he comes down. He's like a little kid. He's got his hands behind his back, and he's looking at the fountain and everything waiting. And I'm standing off to the side with our director of sales. I said, this is huge. We've got the ex-president of the United States at our duck march. And I look over to the right of the fountain, in between the front desk and the fountain, and there's this tall gentleman in a black long leather coat. And it's Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was in with the Wizards. And I'm like, this is huge. We've got the unquestionably the most famous athlete in the world. And the ex-president, this is huge. Well, back then we used to allow smoking up here on the mezzanine level. And sitting on one of the benches across the way was Lisa Marie Presley and Nicolas Cage. This was back when they were together.
They were dating, yeah.
And
wow.
So I turned to our director of sales, and I said, this is huge. You've got the ex-president of the United States, Michael Jordan, Lisa Marie, and Nicolas Cage. And I said, this is incredible. He says, no, it's just another typical day at the Peabody. And so that was my welcoming here.
Tim?
Very nice.
Can you believe that?
Tell me what the duck march is. Frank has mentioned that, but
explain.
Well,
I think you're going to have the duck master on.
We will tomorrow.
Yeah. And, I'm going to let him tell you the story, but, I think it was the then general manager, Frank Shutt, probably had a little bit too much sipping whiskey.
Jack distilled Daniels. In Tennessee,
yes.
By the way.
Yeah. And
1933, I believe it was.
Yeah, you're right. You got it. Good. Yeah. So I'm not going to tell you anymore because save the story from him.
Tease our listeners. The Duck March is pretty doggone cool. Yeah, it's in fact it's an event, and it occurs twice a day, and that's all I'm going to say. So anyway, well, you were telling me a story, Doug, that you got to tell our listeners. About your...
It's kind of X-rated. Is it all right?
No, you can tell it on this. We'll probably get canceled next week. No, I'm kidding. Jay Moynihan, please don't listen to this show.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, so a close friend of mine is Willie Gregory, and he's the head of Nike here in Memphis. And he had invited me to play golf with himself and some Nike executives that had come in town. And so we're out at Southwind, and I walk up to the cart. It was early morning. It was like a 7 o'clock tee off. I was half asleep when I was getting ready. And I'm walking up, and he gets out of the golf cart and he looks at me and he's shaking his head and he's like, oh no, you didn't. And I'm like, what? And I look down and I've got Adidas pants on, an Adidas shirt on. I don't know what hat I had on, and I had FootJoy golf shoes on. And I'm like, oh no, what have I done? So I run to the golf shop. I buy a whole new outfit, new shoes, new everything. So I had all Nike stuff on, and I come back out, and for three holes, he doesn't talk to me at all. So this was on a Friday. On Monday morning, I'm at work, and my secretary calls me, and she says, Doug, you need to come to the office. A big box has arrived for you. So I run to the office, and I get in there, and there's two Nike pairs of shoes, golf shoes, four Nike pants, four shirts, about 30 pairs of socks, a Nike hat, and a note on the top that said, okay, I can't really say this on the show.
Told you to go do something
to yourself.
Blank,
blank, go do something to myself. Blank, blank.
I can understand that.
That's well played, sir. Well played.
Yeah. Well played. Yeah.
Wow. Well, so it turned out right then for you, Doug.
I mean, it did. You know, I actually
your strategy of not wearing Nike got you a whole wardrobe.
I hate to admit this, but we were actually Willie and I were at a Final Four and. In Indianapolis, I think it was, or Minneapolis, one of the two, and I wore Adidas tennis shoes to breakfast, and I met him for breakfast, and he got mad at me again, but I got free tennis shoes out of it.
You know, that's, can I meet him?
Yeah.
I'm sitting
here. He'll be out there today. I'll introduce him.
FootJoy Callaway. FootJoy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next person I want to meet is the president of Rolex. We can go ahead and
yeah, work that.
pull that one off and get a few Rolexes. That'd be sweet. Yeah,
wearing your Timex.
Yeah. Now this. Now you've been here 17 years. What outside of that first experience? What's another memorable experience that you've had here at the Peabody?
Oh, I've had so many, but I guess I need to tell the one about Oprah. We had a. It was a Monday morning at 7:30 in the morning, and my phone rings in my office. And I answer the phone, and it says on my phone, because we say internally, we've got who's calling, and it says Oprah Winfrey. And I'm thinking, I would know if Oprah's staying in the hotel.
Sure.
And I answer the phone, and the person on the other end says, this is Gail. Well, Gail's Oprah's best friend.
Sure.
And so
she's now a big time on CBS.
Yeah. So she says we checked in last night, and I'm thinking somebody's playing a joke on me.
Oh yeah.
But
I'm
going along with it. But I'm confident this is a joke. And she says Oprah would like to be honorary duck master. And so I said, let me get Kelly involved, and we'll see what we can do. And she said, well, there's one problem. She's going to be late. She can't be here at 11. Can we delay the march? And without thinking, I just quickly said, absolutely not. The march happens at 11 and at 5 and has for over 80 years. And she says, let me get with Oprah. And so we hang up. And so I run up to the front desk because I'm going to get on and look at the codes to see who's playing the joke on me. And then
Sure. Everybody
at the front desk says, no, Oprah did check in and she's taken care of. We've already sent flowers and roses. I wasn't worried about VIP services. I was worried about who was playing the joke on me. And so I figure out that she's actually in the hotel. So I run back downstairs, and the phone rings, and it's Gail. And she says, Oprah's changed her schedule, and she's going to be here on time. And she'd like to film it and video the march and everything else. I said, outstanding. So she comes down. She does the march, and it's the end of the march. I want to meet Oprah. So I walk up to her to introduce myself, and I shake hands with her. In a typical march, we have, 300, 400, 500 people at the march. And Oprah turns and says, Doug, this is incredible that on a Monday morning, you got all of these people to come out and see me. I said, I'm so sorry, Oprah, but they're not here to see you. They're here to see the ducks.
How did she take that?
She laughed. She laughed. She laughed.
Yeah.
It's actually on YouTube. The march is on.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that march, yeah. That's really cool. I've been coming here all my life. I grew up just across the river, just a little north of West Memphis in a town called Bassett, Arkansas. Yeah. So it's like being home. And the memories in this hotel, it hasn't changed. It's still just like it was. I mean,
well, we put millions every year in capital into keeping it pristine, but we purposely really do minor subtle changes, but we never really want to change the look. There are so many thousands of people who come here every day, and they want to see the Peabody as they've seen it in pictures.
Sure.
So even down to the flower arrangement, The flower arrangement really changes ever so subtly, but it's still the same look every day. And
well, the history here too, Tim, is in the big band era, all of the big bands played in the Skyway Room here on top of this hotel. I mean, from Glenn Miller to Tommy Dorsey to, I mean, everybody came through here. It was live.
It was aired live on radio.
Yeah, live from the Skyway Room in beautiful downtown Memphis from the Peabody Hotel. Boom. That's how they did it.
And Doug, did you grow up in Memphis?
I didn't. I've been here 17 years. I was a military brat. Both my parents were in the Air Force. And so I grew up in Puerto Rico.
Not a bad spot.
No, I speak, read, and write Spanish fluently. And so I'm an island boy.
There you go. Yeah. Memphis has a little questionable weather every once in a while, but not very often.
Is this not perfect weather, though?
This is the first, and it was so funny because Tommy Fleetwood came up to me a couple of days ago and said, "Phew, man, it's hot." I said, "Tommy, you have no idea. The weather's perfect. No humidity, basically.
Right.
We're in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Usually, this time of year in Memphis, it's hot.
Miserable. It's hot.
Yeah. It's not miserable.
Miserable.
It's hot.
Okay, it's hot.
It's a good time to come visit the Peabody. It's not miserable.
It's cool in here.
It's cool inside, But it really is. The humidity's up 80-90%, and it's just excruciating to play golf. It's tough out there. But no, it's... You got to come. And if you come, it's only 25 minutes out to Germantown to the tournament. And if there's really nothing out there, and I'm not dissing any of the competition, but there's nothing in the entire Mid-South, or what we call the Peabody Hotel lobby is the beginning of the Mississippi Delta. And for our listeners, check out what the Mississippi Delta is all about, and the Delta Blues.
It's the lobby of the
city. The lobby is the start, right there, and straight down all the way to South Mississippi.
I did want to mention to you, we have a goal in the hotel. We're trying to raise $1 million for St. Jude. So it's a personal goal that the hotel has. We have 550 associates, and we started last year. I think we're at about $186,000 that we've raised. So, please help us.
Hey, how do we help? Where do we go?
Well, you can either go on to our website. We have boxes that we put out for the Duck March. If you go into the bar, you can order the St. Jude drink, and $4 of every drink goes to St. Jude. We have desserts in the restaurant that are St. Jude desserts, and $4 of every dessert goes to St. Jude.
So. But if we want to donate online to...
Just go to our website.
Go to the website.
Right.
And the website for the Peabody Hotel is peabodyhotelandresorts.com.
Yes.
Peabody Hotel, P-E-A-B-O-D-Y, Hotel and Resorts, and is spelled out also, resorts is plural, .com. Our listeners need to throw in a dollar, throw in $1,000, throw in 50 cents. It doesn't matter. We'll talk about St. Jude tomorrow with their CEO, but I will tell you that I used to volunteer in that hospital.
Yeah, it's incredible. They do great work.
I was dry by the time I left. Tears. It's just, and the kids don't act like they're sick, and they're not treated that way. And we do a lot with Riley's Hospital also, another one. But St. Jude is the big boy on the block.
Do I have time for one more story?
Absolutely. You got all the time.
So it's a St. Jude story, but I'm walking through the lobby. I walk the hotel every day, and I'm walking through the lobby, and there's this young little girl. She's in a wheelchair, and... her mother's with her, and I kind of say hi, and I see them a little bit later, and they're standing in front of Chez Philippe, our 4-star restaurant, and they're looking in. It's in the afternoon. They're doing afternoon tea in Chez, and they're looking in. And so I walk up to them. I said, "Please come in." And the mother says, "Oh no, we can't afford it." I said, "Oh yes, you can. You'll be my guest. Please come on in."
Wow.
So they go in and they sit down and. They're having tea and everything. So I'm over at the hostess stand, and I'm signing their check. And I overhear the young girl say, "Mom, when I get better, I want to come and stay in this hotel." So I walk back over. I walk back over to the table, and I said to the mother, I said, "We would love for your daughter to be honorary duck master." And she said, "Well, she can't do it today. She's only allowed to be out of St. Jude for a certain amount of time. Could we schedule it for another day?" And I said, "Absolutely. Here's my number. Call me." And so we did. We set it up, and she came, and we had her here for the Duck March. And so I go up to the Duck March to her just before the march starts, and I get on my knees. She's in a wheelchair, and I have an envelope with me, and it's a complimentary stay, 2-night stay in the presidential suite.
Oh, my gosh.
All expenses paid and everything. And so I hand it to her, and she grabs my hand. And I said, "Here, this is for you to stay here. When you get better, it's going to be my treat." And she grabs my hand. So grab my hand. She grabs my hand. You're me. Now try to pull your hand away. She would not let go of my hand.
Oh, my goodness.
And she kept looking at me and says, I'm going to get better. Wow. And, of course, now
and
I'm
you're
starting,
killing me.
Yeah,
I'm starting to tear up.
Now I'm starting to choke up, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I've got to get up. I've got to get up because I don't want to start crying in front of her. And so finally I said to her, they need to start the march, and you're the duck master. And so I get up not realizing that the duck master had been standing right next to us. He's on microphone. Everybody in here had been listening to our conversation.
Oh, my goodness.
So I stand up, and everybody is crying.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in the lobby is now. Yeah, everybody's in tears. And it's like, I've got to leave the lobby. But
what
she did get better, and she did come stay with us.
She got better.
Her name was Amber. Yeah, she came
Fabulous.
And stayed with us. So
God is good all the time.
St. Jude does great work.
Yes, they do. St. Jude Hospital for Children here in Memphis, Tennessee, founded by Danny Thomas originally. And if your child's sick, you don't pay a penny, Tim. Not a penny.
Right.
You don't pay to stay. You don't pay to
awesome.
Eat. You don't pay medical
Or the
bills.
Family.
Family. Whole family. The whole thing. It's an incredible institution that is certainly a godsend. So,
yeah.
Doug, have fun
Doug,
at the tournament.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Have a good time there. Yeah. Yes. Are you dressed ready to go right now?
I am. I'm ready to go.
Nike shorts.
I do have
Nike
shorts. Yeah. They used to own Cole Haan, but they don't anymore.
Oh, they don't own Cole Haan.
But he'll forgive
anymore?
Me on that one.
I love Cole Haan.
Yeah, because he'll be out at the tournament, so I'm sure I'll see him.
If you see me out there, introduce me
I will.
To him,
I definitely will.
Well, FootJoy is my sponsor, but I can be bought. I'm sorry, FootJoy. I didn't mean to say that. Did I say that?
You
we're
did.
Still under contract. Uh-oh. Tim, we're in trouble.
I know.
But thank you so much for having us. And, Tim,
thank
please
you,
come visit us. Come visit us. I'll take care of you.
I look forward to it. Yeah, I look forward to it. Thank you so much. It sounds like it's a wonderful place, and I can't wait to
it
get
is.
to Memphis
it
and
is.
Stay there one time. And, Doug, thank you so much for being with us and taking time. I know you got a really, really busy schedule, and it's an incredibly busy week for you. So really do appreciate you taking some time to talk to us and give us some very good, enlightening stories there, a little background in the hotel and in Memphis in general. So we look forward to coming back next year as well.
Great.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for hosting
Thank
us so
you.
Much.
Have
All
a
right.
great day. See you out there.
All right, everybody. Tim, we'll come back in just a minute with another guest, right?
We have some more talking about Memphis. We'll give everybody the color, the flow, if you will, of the city of Memphis and the area around it and everything like that. And great to hear from Doug Brown and the Peabody Memphis Hotel. And don't forget to check out the website, too, Peabody Memphis Hotel, for that donation to help out St. Jude's and everything people can do for a wonderful, wonderful institution and a great, great cause. All right, we're going to take a quick time out. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about the World Golf Championship FedEx St. Jude Invitational and a little bit more about the area itself as we come back. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio, and we will return right after this. Welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you in the Dallas studios. Frank Bassett coming to us from the Peabody Memphis Hotel in downtown Memphis. And, of course, Memphis is the location for the stop this week on the PGA Tour, the World Golf Championship FedEx St. Jude Invitational, taking place within 25 minutes or so of where Frank is sitting at the TPC Southwind in Memphis. And joining Frank right now is a man who knows all about Memphis, spent majority of his life in Memphis, and is now one of the key people to promoting the city and what's going on all around Memphis and all the great things that are happening there. And that's Kevin Kane. He's the president and CEO of Memphis Tourism. And Kevin, thank you for being with us so much. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tim. I hope it's not, we got beautiful weather here. I hope you have that in Dallas as well today.
We do have, we've had very nice weather. As a matter of fact, that heat wave came through, and now I think a lot of this area's cooled off, and I know Memphis, Frank was just saying it. Memphis has cooled down a little bit and not so, let's just say, as sticky as it can be.
Well, yeah, we've gotten a break from the humidity.
Year.
But, typically in Memphis, we get Dallas's weather a couple days after you have it. So
yes.
If you have a storm, we usually have it 48 hours later.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So tell us a little bit about how you got the job and what's going on. I've always thought that those jobs as a city's tourism department would be so cool because – your job is to promote what you theoretically love, the place that you live and what's going on there. But you also get to travel a lot to talk to other people about what they're doing in their other cities and then try to get groups and people and companies to come to Memphis. It sounds like a fascinating job.
It's a fun job, but it is economic development. I mean, tourism and hospitality in Memphis and Shelby County is a $3.5 billion industry. We support over 50,000 jobs. you know, we got close to 12 million visitors that come here on an annual basis. You know, I've got offices. I got 3 employees in London, 1 in Germany, 1 in Australia.
Wow, Australia works.
We get over 1 million visitors a year from outside the United States. Canada, of course, is our number one international visit country. But after that, it's the UK, and then followed by Australia. We get a lot of Aussies.
You know, Kevin, I'm going to say this. I mean, you know, I of course grew up over here, but I live in Nashville, Tennessee, when I'm not on the road with the PGA Tour. And Nashville says we're Music City. Nashville's just now coming up to that point. Memphis has always been, you know, the Delta Blues started right here. I mean, it's Music City, USA, truly, not Nashville, Tennessee. If you look at what came out of this place, I mean, some of the more famous people in R&B and blues.
Well, I think it's safe to say, you know, Nashville's a great music city, and they've done some great things in the last 10 years, especially coming out of the recession. They're probably the hottest market in the country. And Memphis is on fire, too. We got we got $19 billion worth of development going on right now in the city, around the community. So it's, you know, this is a hot market as well. But, you know, our music heritage is really something that's the foundation of our tourism and hospitality industry. And you know, it started before Elvis. You know, obviously we're the home of the blues, the cradle of soul, and the birthplace of rock and roll. So, you know, you can arguably say between St. Louis and New Orleans, about 50 miles on each side of the Mississippi River, and then splinter off 200 miles east of Memphis to Nashville, you've got probably the most diverse, you know, collection of Americana music that you could ever hope to, that you could ever want. Gospel, blues, rockabilly, country, you know, soul. I mean, you know, we touch it all. So, and, you know, that's been great for our tourism and hospitality industry. I mean, you know, Graceland, Elvis has been dead, you know, a long time. I think when they opened his house to visitors 5 years after he died, they said, well, this will probably run its course in about 5 years. And here we are, you know, 40 years later, you've got, you know, close to 700,000 people annually going through Graceland. Over 60% of those, Frank, 60% of their visitors are under the age of 35. So Elvis was already
dead.
It's a whole
new market. Yeah.
So 60% of the people that go to Graceland are, you know, people that weren't even alive when he was, you know, the cultural icon that obviously that we know that he was. So, you know, it's a great music city, but it's more than that. Of course, we got the National Civil Rights Museum, unfortunately, because of Dr. King being assassinated.
Correct.
Here.
Yeah,
and
the
Lorraine Motel. And but there's just a lot to see, do, and experience. And, of course, sports is a big part of that. And I'll tell you, the getting the World Golf Championship, obviously FedEx had a lot to do with that. They probably had everything to do with that. And then, and then, of course, you got the tie-in with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which is such a special, special place. And it's just a you know, great opportunity to showcase our city to the world, even though we've been on the PGA Tour for over 60 years.
Yeah. You started at Colonial Country
started
Club.
Started at Old Colonial. And, yeah.
And the first 59 ever in the history of the PGA Tour was
I
shot.
Was there that day.
I was, too.
I was there that day when Al Geiberger shot that 59. And, yep. I think we knew it was a big deal, but it certainly was one of those things that we didn't think it was going to take so long for somebody to tie that record.
Wow.
So that was the same year. That was the same year Gerald Ford hit the hole-in-one in the Pro-Am.
That's exactly right. And, that you know, that Tim, that 59 that he shot at Old Colonial Country Club, Colonial was a tough, tough track, a very hilly country club, very difficult golf course. And the legend is, and Al even said this, he played the entire 18 with the same ball. Same ball. That's
wow.
That was so hard for me to believe. I thought
hard
it was just like an urban legend.
Back then when they were playing with a Bellotta ball. I'm
exactly.
Sure, right?
But I remember being there that day with my dad and some of the friends.
It was really, you know, those were special. Memphis has always been, you know, you go back 6 decades, so we've had everybody here. Everybody's played here, and it's just been absolutely incredible, you know, to see Jack Nicklaus and Lee Trevino and Gary Player and all the, you know, all the icons of the game. And of course, this year now to have, 46 or 47 of the top 50 competing
Huge.
Is a huge deal for the city.
One thing I hate about this whole thing is that Tiger Woods has never played in this tournament. And I just was hoping so much that he would come to Memphis and play in this tournament.
Well, next year we're going to have a better date. I think we moved to June 6th.
Yes.
And I think that's going to probably probably help. I mean, you can't blame Tiger. I mean, look, he's accomplished, you know, everybody on the PGA Tour wishes they could accomplish 81 and 15, or 15 and 81. I guess you should say 15 first, right? That's the most important number. But, you know, I think obviously locally people were disappointed because they'd love to see Tiger if they've never seen him before. You know, I understand why he made that decision.
Yeah, me too. Shane Lowry, too. I mean, Shane was committed. And, of course, he goes and wins the Open Championship. And he, unfortunately, I think he's still
He's still in the Guinness. It was so funny. I was playing the course Monday for they had some of the sponsors. They allowed us to play. I hope we didn't do damage anything.
That's a tough
Monday
course.
Morning. And it was so funny. Somebody mentioned his name, and I said, "Are you kidding me?" I said, "By the time he sobers up, this tournament will be halfway over with. You know, he's going to be celebrating with all his Irish buddies and stuff." And that's what I would have been doing. You know, I would have been having a big time. You know,
Tim, we were talking about he singularly may be the man who reunites Northern Ireland and Ireland.
That's right.
I mean, seriously,
more than any politician.
Yeah, you got to, well. We won't go there. This is a family show.
Well, we got Rory here, so we're well represented.
Rory McIlroy is a really good dude. I remember a few years ago, and we'll get back to Memphis Tourism, which is why you're here. But McIlroy was in the catbird seat. Jeff Maggart was, I think, two or three back on that Thursday. I'm sorry, that Saturday night, and so we all go to Ruth Chris in East Memphis. And we're having some food and some nice wine and all that. And I look at Jeff and I say, "Are you sure you want that wine, Jeff?" Yeah. I said, "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. It was just a couple of glasses, whatever." Well, the next day he didn't shoot so well. And and of course, that's the day McIlroy hooked it into the water hazard on 18, too, to really lose the tournament. But I walked up to Jeff as he was walking down 18, Tim, and he just looked at me and said, "Don't say a word to me. Just don't say a word. Just leave me alone. Don't mention last night."
That's so funny.
He didn't have such a good
day. I got a great Jeff Maggart story. So he was playing here in Memphis. And
Jeff's a great guy, by the way.
Absolutely. And we had a little party for the Pro-Am night before, you know, the Pro-Am. And so I'm in a conversation with him. I wasn't playing in his group the next day, but we were having a conversation. I had some people around. I said, "Can you answer a question for me?" I said, "Is there really a difference between a top flight and a Pro V1, and you know, is there a big difference?" I said, "Because the closest I ever came to a hole in one, it was on a water hole, and I pulled out a top flight because I didn't want to knock my Pro V1 in the water. That's how much confidence I had in my game." And everybody said, "Well, if you would have had your Pro V1, that probably, because it just lipped the cup, but it was pretty hot, you know, when it hit the green." But almost, I mean, people were holding. It was for a car, by the way. It was in a tournament.
Oh, yeah.
You could have won a car. I mean, it literally would graze. It almost bounced off the pin. So he said, "Kevin, what's your handicap?" I said, "Oh, 13. He goes, "Nah, it doesn't make a bit of difference. Hit all the top flights you want."
He said,
"What's your handicap?" I said, "He said, no, hit any ball you want. It's not gonna." He started laughing. I started. Of course, my buddy.
Actually, that's not true. That is not true.
Well,
you can feel the difference.
I can feel the difference, even though
he was messing with you.
But
he and Phil Blackmore are big buddies, and that night we were all together, and Phil had just had enough Coca-Colas in him that he decided to teach us how to hit golf shots in the middle of Ruth Chris with a golf club. It was a fun night.
That is funny.
Anyway, so we're sitting here with Kevin Kane. He is the president and CEO of Memphis Tourism. What do you want to reach out to the PGA Tour world, or actually our listeners worldwide, because we're heard in Australia and all across Europe and everywhere, about Memphis? What would you say? Come here when? Come here why? Come here how?
Well, you know, it's a great destination, number one. It's rich in culture. If you're a music fan, we'll wear you out with the music offerings, both live music, current music of today, plus the historical aspect of music. And I'm not talking about stoic, static museums. I'm talking about very interactive music experiences. You got the International Blues Foundation is headquartered here. They have the Blues Hall of Fame here. You've got the only permanent Smithsonian collection outside of the mall in Washington, D.C. is in Memphis, of Smithsonian Rock and Soul Museum, which is takes a look at the history of music and how in the South it was really music that brought people together of different backgrounds, especially integration back in the 40s and 50s and 60s. You got Sun Studio, the legendary Sun Studio where Elvis Presley recorded That's All Right Mama, which basically
Sam Phillips' old place.
Sam Phillips' place. And, of course, you got the Stax, Soulsville. You got the Stax where the whole soul music revolution came from.
Second only to Motown with hits.
That's right. And then you got, of course, historic Beale Street, which is like Bourbon Street. It's a street full of cafes and clubs that has live music 363 or 4 days a year. So, you know, there's just a lot to do. And for families, you know, I would put our zoo against any zoo in the world.
Overton Park Zoo.
It's a world-class zoo. We're one of only, I think, 3 zoos now in North America that has panda bears. But it's every area, you know, you go to Northwest Passage, there's the Yellowstone Lodge. You know, you go to, you go look at the sea lions, you're there in class watching the polar bears right there, come right up to the glass where you are. Everything is themed. Even the panda bears is in an area that looks like you're in China.
Wow.
So it's a very much themed zoo, very interactive, very family friendly. You've got a world-class children's museum. So for families, there's great offerings. For singles, there's lots to do. For seniors, there's plenty to experience. We've got great museums, and we got a tremendous culinary scene. Everybody thinks that Memphis is just blues and barbecue, but we're a lot more than that. We got some really great southern fabulous restaurants here. So unbelievable, unique culinary scene. So,
and a lot of great golf in this city.
And a lot of great golf. For the golf fans, you know, there's some great you got Miramichi, that was Justin Timberlake's course. That's where he learned to play golf on. We were talking earlier about the course you learned to play on not too far from downtown Memphis. And the course that Justin learned to play on, he bought that course and plowed about $30 million into it.
I remember
that. World-class public golf course.
Ecologically friendly.
It's a great track. And, of course, we got courses all throughout, just lots of golf opportunities around the whole region. So,
and you have a record. And TPC Southwind holds the record for the most golf balls lost in water on the tour.
You know, for
2,000 more than TPC Sawgrass.
For a couple of years, our tournament, they thought the course was too easy, and I don't know what they did.
They're crazy.
You know, the PGA went out there and tricked that place out, and they made it a very challenging golf course.
It is a world-class golf course, and this will be a world-class tournament, a world golf.
And I will tell you, if they don't trim the rough, and I played Monday – I think it was about two and a half, 2 3/4, and that ball got buried. You'd have to walk right up to see your ball. So it's going to be pretty interesting if people aren't right in the middle of the fairway.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, it's so good to have you and have you here. What you're hearing in the background is we ran a little long today, and that is the beginning of the 11 a.m. Duck March. It starts about 10:30, and the buildup. This place is absolutely packed with patrons. Checking this thing out, and it is just cool.
Hundreds of people every day. And, of course, I know Doug Brown was on your show, the general manager here, and he can tell the great stories of all the legendary people that just sit around and that Google at these ducks. It's just unbelievable.
It really is.
These ducks command such a
And it started in a duck blind over in Arkansas with a bunch of Jack Daniels, and they said, "I got an idea."
Absolutely.
It sure did. Man, it is so good to have you. It's great.
Well, Frank,
Tim,
thanks,
you still there? I'm sorry. We're just rocking and rolling here.
You just go ahead. Yeah, I'm just here listening.
Just taking a break, whatever?
Yeah. Drinking coffee.
Okay, well, good. We lost you. So, anyway, Kevin Kane, President and CEO of Memphis Tourism, and how do they get in touch with you?
It's MemphisTravel.com.
MemphisTravel.com.
Very easy to find, and we encourage people to, if you've never been to Memphis, you need to check us out. Yeah. You'll have a great time here.
And if you want to talk to him, his phone number is not.
you can give him my phone number, too.
No,
absolutely.
We won't do that to you.
But we're looking forward to a great week here.
It's going to be great.
Memphis is on
world-class golf.
Memphis is on the big stage this
world-class,
week.
World-class, yes, it is.
So I guess after the 4 majors, this is probably this series, these 4 tournaments, probably makes us a top 10 tournament in the world now.
It does. You're in the top 10 now.
Yeah,
that's cool. Memphis deserves it. Memphis has been dedicated to the PGA Tour forever.
Well, PGA is such a big supporter of St. Jude's, and of course, FedEx is so important to the PGA. I guess that they're one of the biggest sponsors of
the FedEx Cup's the big boy
deal,
toy.
So,
I think it's, what, Tim? It's 50. $15 this year?
Something like that.
$15 million to win the FedEx Cup? That's a big number.
Pretty close. Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah, FedEx has close to, I think it's north of 40,000 employees in the Memphis market. So, of course, they have hundreds of thousands of employees around the world. But, you know, they're important to Memphis. They are to Memphis what General Motors and Ford is to Detroit. I mean, they are, you know, they're a big, big deal to the city.
And we'll talk more about that tomorrow, but that was a thesis that he wrote.
He was at Yale grad school, and I think I'm not sure he got a great grade on it. I think his grade was just an average grade. Yeah. But I wonder what that professor, I wonder what
he's
thought when he
burgers at Hardee's because it tastes better.
That's right.
Anyway,
exactly right.
Kevin Kane, man, it's been great.
Thank you, Frank.
You have a great time out there.
I appreciate
the
looking
WGC
forward to it.
FedEx St. Jude Invitational today. Tees off at 11 o'clock. No cut. You can hear it on PGA Tour Radio, PGAtour.com. And all of the PGA Tour's digital platforms, Tim.
Yep, it sounds great. And everybody's going to look forward to it because it is an outstanding field. And, again, a very, very top tournament that that is well-deserved for the people of Memphis and certainly for FedEx for all their support of the PGA Tour. Kevin Kane, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Tim. We appreciate it.
And have a great week out there at St. Jude, okay?
Thank you. Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Frank.
All right, guys.
All right. Kevin Kane, he's the president and CEO of Memphis Tourism. So, yeah, very cool job. His job is to promote something that he loves.
Well, out at the tournament in the media center, Kevin's company has set up a huge booth, and he has, as a matter of fact, he has his Brittany, how do you say Brittany's last name? Adu? Brittany's there. She's the PR specialist for Kevin. And they're there just to help the media. What do you want to do? What do you want to see? They help me, of course, get other guests on the show. I said, I'd like to get this person, and they did it. They made it happen. So his company is spot on. They know what they're doing.
Yep. Very nice.
Yeah, it was
all
really
right,
cool.
It's been a good hour, and you're going to get in the duck's way there, Frank, if you stick around much longer.
It's going to happen. It's full. The lobby's full, and it's going to happen shortly. And we're going to have the duck master, the voice you heard in the background when he came across the PA system, he'll be on tomorrow. So, along with the CEO of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Great shows. I know we're wearing Memphis out, but doggone it, it's we're the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment, right? And this is entertainment, and it's sports, and it's music, and it's the Peabody Hotel Memphis, by golly.
By golly, son of a gun. All right. Well, we are done. We appreciate everybody for listening. As always, we certainly look forward to you guys joining us every day that we do the show here on Golf Talk America. Thanks also in particular to Doug Brown. Again, he's the president of the Peabody Memphis Hotel for hosting Frank and for giving us such a great entertainment and background of the Peabody Memphis Hotel. And also thanks to Kevin Kane, president and CEO of Memphis Tourism. Be sure to check them out. Go online and check out what's going on in Memphis year-round as a spot to go and visit if you have yet to be to Memphis. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks again, everybody, for joining us. And we look forward to having you with us next time right here on Golf Talk America.